Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. Mr. Herbie Hancock. What's up, Mr. Fleming? Is in the house, you guys.
I'm good, man. I love that. And, of course, you guys remember, you know, from what was the name of that Herbie Hancock song? I'm sorry.
Under the Sky.
Under the Sky, if you guys remember, in 94, I don't know the name of the group, but they did a kind of a version called Cantaloupe. And you can hear kind of the sampling and he played trumpet also. So you can hear the trumpet in that song too. But yeah, man, great song. I love Herbie Hancock, man. I've been a fan since, you know, that old song Watermelon Man. Was that the song?
Right. Yeah.
And of course, I was introduced, you know, to his music, of course, early, you know, Watermelon Man. But when I was 9, Rocket came out. And that was the one that you thought, you know, that was the one that was a little more hip-hop, you know. And it was just all over the place. And Herbie was that dude, man. And I love that music. Can you imagine that song? That song by itself is almost 40 years old.
Wow. That's amazing. That's what, you know. But didn't you like that other one by Herbie Hancock that was kind of hip-hop?
That's it, Rocket.
Rocket, yeah.
Yeah, that was Rocket.
Yeah, that's the one. Mm-hmm. I'm quite sure that song should be in the video. It sounds like a video game song.
The music video was all over the place. He had all of these, like, robots just doing weird stuff in the video. I was going to say the other word. It was going to do all this weird stuff in the video, and it was just, again, you can kind of just tell this man's creative mind by looking at the visual of that music video. It was just, I love that brother. And, of course, you know, I mean, Herbie was just that dude, man. Just that dude.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think the Headhunters album, still a classic.
Yeah.
Like 1973,
Amen.
1974. Yeah.
Yes. Well, let's say we want to get a shout out to our friends, our listeners around the world. Much love to all you guys, and thanks for tuning in today at Solar Records Radio as we celebrate our indie artists, our jazz, our blues artists, and our jazz artists.
So we
just want to make sure that we, you know, we represent, you know, and that we, oh, man, it's about to be an accident, right? so we
be
just
careful.
Want to make sure we represent.
We're both on the road, right?
No, I'm just chilling. I'm not driving anymore. But you know, I can see the traffic. I can see the traffic. I see the people doing what they're doing and stuff. So, but what's up with everybody? How you guys doing? We hope you're doing well. Now we're going into the season of Christmas, right? So, you know, we know that you guys, a lot of the big companies, down have kind of shut down. And moved on they closing out of their fourth quarter. So it's a lot of work of getting the accounting and all that kind of stuff together and stuff. As we know in the record business, November is really the last month of business, and December and January are festive. They are busy, gone, traveling, doing their things in the record industry. I know about my industry. I'm not sure about others, but it's shut down. December, you can't get an appointment. It ain't nobody you can talk to because they are – everybody's, you know, getting ready to leave for a month, you know, not 2 weeks like everybody else, a month. The record company shut down. Month is 6 weeks. They're gone. And sometimes they don't even come back to the record company until like the end of January, you know, because they go out and they have these meetings. They go flying to Hawaii. And we were just talking about Hawaii the other day. You know, we're praying for Hawaiians and stuff because of what, Don?
No, because of the volcanic eruption.
Yes. So it's two of them going on right now simultaneously. So we want to make sure that we keep them in prayer. But I know that a lot of times we, as you know, the record companies that I work with, they would go to Hawaii and have these meetings, and they would sit down and talk about what artists they want to sign this year. You know, they want to, do they want a male group? Do they want a female group? Do they, you know, want a solo, a male or a female, a solo female? You know, they just trying to figure out, do they want a rock band? They want R&B. And they're trying to figure these things out and stuff. So it's a very busy time for them because it's a lot dealing with money and stuff. Nowadays, that the industry has completely changed, I'm not sure how they do, if they still are doing that, because now it's not about, they just go after the artists that they see that are doing very well. They go after the artists that they see are doing very well on, you know, social media and the streaming artists. And so it might be a little different now. But I remember this time was the time the record companies were shutting down and they'll be gone for a long time. So, but anyway, we'll keep going and stuff, keep on moving. As a lot is going on here. What's up, Greg? Thanks for the flyer, my brother. Much love to you. And what's happening to Tiffany? How you doing?
Amazing with the flyer.
Sweetheart. Right. Absolutely. And then also give a shout out to Julianne. What's up, Julianne? I know it's cold over there in Detroit. Oh Lord, John.
It's so stay cold warm. Indeed.
Stay warm. And so, listen, Don, I didn't know that Morris Day had a new record out, a new album.
Yeah.
That didn't know that.
New album out. He's got a lot of new artist features. I think he got a song with Big Daddy Kane and, you know, Flo Rida and I think 2 Chainz. It's a good album.
Okay.
So shout out to Morris Day. I'm going to get the name of it. He's put me on the spot because I didn't know the name of it. But he's got a new album out.
Yeah, you just got to, if you want to check it out, just go Google him. You know, and Morris Day, new album. And you can just check it out. But anyway, guys, so I also believe that Morris Day and the Time got an award as well for a Lifetime Achievement Award, right?
Yeah, Soul Train Lifetime Achievement Award. Matter of fact, I think it's called Last Call. That's the name of his album, Morris Day's album, Last Call.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
He's talking about hanging it up, man. You know, he's like, I'm getting old, you know. I'm like, come on, brother.
Yeah.
Don't do this to us. But, you know, as a fan, of course, you want to be out there forever. But again, he's like, yeah, I just want to be a granddad and kind of do those regular things grandpas do. I'm like, Morris Day talking like this? Like, but yeah, it is what it is. So, yeah, that's why he called the album Last Call.
Yes. Hey, let's give a shout-out to Joanne with the Mary Jane Girls. What's up, JoJo? Much love to you, sister, out there in California. I was just on the phone with Linda Carrier from Dynasty. Give a shout out to Linda. Much love to you, Linda. Much love to Kevin Spencer from Dynasty. Hey, guys. And so, Don, I'm ready to get going here. You ready to get this music going?
I'm ready, sir.
All right, cool. So I'm going to, you know, we're going to keep on moving, and we're going to do a block here, and then we'll be back. Don, do what you got to do. I know Don is moving and grooving. I'm moving and grooving, so you never know. We'll be back here. All right,
bye,
guys.
Bye.
Well, here we go. Here we go. We love you. We'll be right back. All right. Woo! My goodness gracious. I'm loving this music, and I hope you guys are too. This is Wardell Potts Jr. I just made it back into the studio, and it's been, just doing things remote. It's kind of strange, but it's all good. That was Julio, and we're just having a good time here on Soul Out Records Radio, and just trying to bless you and play some really good music for you. I want to take you back to some of our indie artists. So, when I say indie artist, that was an indie artist, but this is the daughter of a famous artist. All right, Mickey Howard, this is her daughter here on Soul Out Records Radio, and she's just got a beautiful voice. She's a beautiful lady, and we're just so proud of her. And so let's take a listen to her. She says, "You're looking good." And so here we go. Colleen Howard on Soul Out Records Radio.
I'm rolling on empty.
You make me wanna get up and do my thing.
You make me feel so good. Come hold my hand.
Ooh, I can give you everything you need. I can see you rolling with me.
I can see you holding my waist. I can see you all in my face.
Thoughts of you, I want you to be my love. open up my eyes, I want you to see my love.
okay, Matt. Where is she?
Not coming. Where is she?
Hey, me. You've been stood up. We've all been stood up.
Yeah, I know.
Stood up by
me.
I'm saying, that's how to think.
That's who you hired, man.
Oh, she exists. That's all I could do last week. That's her habitat.
Hey. She is going to be here.
Uh-huh.
I'll talk to you guys later, okay?
Got to tell you guys, what a great group. Reel to Reel was so amazing. And it's so amazing that they did not get to do what they should have done. They were such a blessing. We had them on here a couple of months ago interviewing them because people are still talking about their records when they came out and how it was so great. But then there's something happened back behind closed doors and shut their business down. And it's so sad that the record company did not promote them and just went ahead and, you know, and they would have made a lot of money anyway, you know, but they were trying to punish someone else indirectly, and it just took that amazing careers away from this group that could have been so good and would have been so much fun, because they are fun guys, and they used to hang out with us in the studio all the time when we were doing Shallow Minor Whispers and all the Solar stuff, and we had so much fun with those guys. And when they had the chance to do their own record, and this stuff is, you know, the material that came out, it was just amazing. We're so happy and so proud. And then for it not to get have the machine behind it deserved to promote their record. It's just heartbreaking, man. It's so heartbreaking. But anyway, you know, you get to hear it. I mean, their stuff was just great. And I just feel real bad and I'm so sad. But I love those guys, and I'd like to thank them for coming on and blessing us here at Solar Records Radio and sharing their stories with us. They'll come back again, and they have plenty of things that they want to say and share. And they're doing other stuff now, so let's see what's going on with them and and see what we can do all together. All right, guys, so here we go. Get back to the music on Solar Records Radio. Man, we are almost done with the first hour. That is quick. Thanks, Greg, for posting that also for us. In regards to the volcanoes in Hawaii, we appreciate that. Remember, we are praying for Hawaii, the people in Hawaii, and that all comes together. And if you want to see what I'm talking about, Greg posted it in the link of the show, so check it out, okay? All right, guys, God bless you, and thank you so much for, you know, hanging out with us. Let's go a little bit with Mr. Al Jarreau on Solar Records Radio.
Now it's all right when you say goodbye. Not a single word do we say. It's a pantomime and lots of time. Still I know my life's off of me. Half a tingle's down to my beat. When you're smiling, rush to this beat. It's setting me gone away. Wouldn't it be better not to be so polite? Present them out on you. You know that you could offer me a light. Start a little conversation now. It's all right. Will you take her? Where do we say? Just a pantomime and out of time. Still I know what I thought for me. Apple tingles down to my feet. When your smile went through the street, it's sending me on my way. Well, baby, just don't say I'm on it. Please do not stare. You could offer your hand. Hugging and a shugging, it could be all so fast. Take five. Come take five. Come take five. Don't stop.
A little rain must fall. Quite a bit has fallen in mine. Makes one heart melancholy. Turns their attention to the blues. Track. Some of you have never been. Did I say been? Sketching, isn't it? This is a mean old world. I try to live in all by yourself. This is a mean old
We'll be right back. can tell we're gonna get closer. Come on, baby, just let it flow. Cause
life is right.
I feel you, baby, feel you.
Let me hold you tight.
It's you and I that's willing.
Need you in my life.
I never met anyone like you, baby, like you, lady.
You're the kind of girl
that I need in my life.
You're the kind of girl
that makes it alright.
You're the kind of girl
that makes it change what's the fight.
You're the kind of girl.
How could it be? Love has come this way. Down on my knees, praying every day. And I'm so glad you saved you for me. I'm feeling your electricity. Oh, 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 oh.
It's right.
I feel you, baby, feel you.
Let me hold you tight.
It's you and I that's willing.
You're here. Can you kindly find the time?
Awesome. I'm so excited about this music. Man, oh, man. And that's our boy Ty right there, Let Your Love Run Down. He's an indie artist that we had on here. We love bringing our indie artists on and just being blessed by them and their careers. And so much love, Ty. Thank you so much, brother. Also, the song before that, a song that I did, was with Richard Randolph, rest in peace, and Kevin Spencer, and You're the Kind of Girl, very special to my heart, and much love to the brothers for coming together from Dynasty and just, you know, helping a brother do something. I just want to do something. I just want to do something, right? Just, you know, don't want to just sit there. Can we do something else? And so I'm one of those kind of guys who just keep driving, right? Keep on driving. Let's go. Let's make it happen. Let's do something. That's Wardell, the pain. And so, and the blessing is that they go, okay, what you need, what you need. And so I appreciate my brothers just blessing me and being there. Played, y'all heard Black Cat. I played Black Cat by Janet Jackson. Well, you know, we had the drummer from The Time on, and he actually wrote that song for her. And so Jelly Bean, we had Mr. Jelly Bean on, and we had a great time with him. And he really can play the guitar. That's him actually doing the solo guitar part in the song, and just beautiful. And so, man, oh, man, guys, we are getting close here. We got 39 minutes left in the show, and I just love this music. It just really, really blesses me. So don't forget, like I said, here's the season to be jolly. Let's try to love on each other and be blessed by each other and blessed to each other and, you know, and just hope that the world could come together. It's so ugly with so many different issues all around the world. And so let's just keep praying for each other. You know, the ones that feel that way, let's just pray for them and pray for peace, love, and happiness. And I understand there's some stuff going over there. Going on in the UK that it came to my attention the other day, something about water or something. I'm not sure what that is, but Greg, that's your territory. Let me know what's going on with the water over there in the UK. Do you guys have a problem? No, Greg, I didn't know that Christina died. I saw, but I wasn't sure. That was Christina from Fleetwood Mac. So rest in peace, my sister. We're so sorry for your loss and sorry for your family to lose you like that. And, yeah, it's just, you know, it's crazy, right, because that's how life is. You know, we 1 minute we're here, the next minute we're gone. So that's why I pray that we could be graceful in our moments that we're here. And we're going to make mistakes. We're going to do silly things like I did the other day on Thanksgiving. I talked about it on the Tuesday show, you know, how I regretted, you know, having such an attitude about something. And God blessed me with a gift, and it was hard for me to accept it. It just really showed me how silly I can be, you know. And so, but, you know, we all fall short, right? And so those who are without sin cast the first stone, like Jesus said. So, but anyway, guys, that's tears of the season. Let's be cool. Let's be loving. And try to make the season go on past Christmas, but throughout the next year, so that we can, we really need to love on each other. This earth needs love. We are in such an ugly and bad place, you know, and it could only get worse. It could only get worse, you know, so can we do something to make it get better? It only gets worse if we do nothing about it, if we just let it keep going and just act like, oh, it's nothing. It's just a moment. It'll pass. But if you don't do anything about it, it won't pass. And so I'm just asking, you know, for us to reach out to each other. You know, sometimes people, you can assume people think you care about them. And then when you say, you know, I just was checking on you, make sure you're okay, they go, what? They're in shock because it's like, I didn't know you cared. And like you're thinking, but why? Why didn't you know I cared? You know, you're thinking that, but they didn't know. And so it's nice to just let people know you care. You know, sometimes we even take advantage of our mates that way by not just, you know, it's cool that you would think that they, because you're there with them all the time, of course I love you. I'm here all the time. But it's nice to show them. Just do something to show them. You know, whether it's bringing flowers home to you, lady, or if you just, you know, you want to do something that you know that they like, that, you know, like give them a treat of something that they like and that makes them happy, but it's unexpected. It's just like, oh, you didn't have to do that. I know, I just wanted to. I just wanted to. Well, why? Why do you just want to? Because I love you. I really love you. I don't just say I love you just because everybody says it. It's in all these songs. I say it because I really mean it, and I really feel it, and I want you to know that. And it really can bless you as you're blessing them, okay? No problems with the water in the UK. Okay, but there was something going on in the UK that they just was talking about. I was like, what? But obviously we know what's going on in China. We see that. And so we want to also pray for those people as they are just trying to, you know, stand up for what they feel is fair and right. Because, you know, we all think about it. You know, COVID kind of, it came and it kind of left, but even though there's still remnants of it and some people still get it, but it's not that big of a deal anymore. But in China, it's the biggest deal. It's like huge. And so it's just really sad for them. And so let's pray for them. And just ask God to protect them and keep them safe from the ones that are trying to hurt them, okay? All right, guys, so thanks again for tuning in to Soul Art Records Radio. Like I said, take a minute to, you know, to recognize the season. And so with that being said, one of my friends came here and hung out with me, and he sang the song. And he recorded it, and so I'm going to play it for you guys right now here on Soul Art Records Radio.
tonight. So Ned says that I love you.
It's about time.
Time for me to stop talking. Step up and show you.
It's about time.
People everywhere, it's time for us to come together.
It's about time.
Hey, yeah. Alright. That I love you.
It's about time.
Time for me to stop talking. Step up and show you.
It's about time.
People everywhere, it's time we all come together.
It's about time.
Great man. We had him on here thanks to Greg, and we really had a blessed conversation with him. And thanks, Greg, for bringing him on. And so, guys, you know, here we go. We're getting here. Close out the show. We're getting close here. I hope that you guys are good and all is well. And thank you for tuning in today. Don't forget to go back Thursday. What you going to do? What you going to do? You're going to post your pictures, right? Post them. That's what we're waiting for. And so, much love to all you guys. And remember, we're going to be praying for quite a few different situations. And so keep that in mind. And thank you for, your time. And thank you for, blessing us and hanging out with us. Hopefully we were able to provide you some good music this evening, this afternoon, just depending on where you are in the globe. And Don Fleming and I do our best to be our best here on Soul Out Records Radio. So in closing, I know Don has a couple of things he wants to say. What's up, Don? What's up?
I'm good, man. I know we're getting ready to close out. I apologize, but I wanted to come back on. And, of course, I always support the show and I support everything we do here. And, hey, I just wanted to thank the people for tuning in.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And so, Christina from the Fleetwood Mac passed away. Did you know that, Don?
Who?
Christine Mac.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Christy McPhee. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, we lost Irene Cara last week. Oh. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Yes.
Man, rest in peace.
Yeah. Yeah, and she looks pretty young. How old was she around?
Oh, God. How old was Christine McVie?
She was 70s, right?
She was 79.
Oh, 79, okay.
She was almost 80.
Yeah, she's up there with Barry Gordy.
Barry Gordy is, I think, 93, 95 years old.
Oh,
but,
that's right.
But again,
he's way up there.
Yeah, Barry Gordy, Barry Gordy is in his 90s.
Yeah, he's in the 90s, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Greg says she's 79 years old.
Yeah,
so
Christine McVie from Fleetwood Mac, man. That is, oh, my goodness. I was actually watching, I was on this Irene Cara kick, so I was just watching, going down that rabbit hole, watching, a lot of her music videos from the 80s and Fame and What a Feeling, and, she did a song, Hold On to Your Dreams, from the, if you guys remember, there was a movie in 83 called DC Cab, and I have that movie on DVD, by the way. It had Mr. T in it. It was a crazy movie, but she did the soundtrack was just amazing. You had Peebo Bryson, I think Shalimar was on that soundtrack, and Irene Cara, and I just happened to listen to a few of those songs, and a lot of people remember her from Fame, but a lot of us remember her from Sparkle.
Yeah.
Of course, she was like 17 years old when she did that movie.
Yeah.
And of course, went on and did Roots the Next Generation. And then right after that, that's when she got the part in Fame. So, but again, not to take away from Christine McVie, I was just kind of just going past, all of these artists that were losing. I still listen to Fleetwood Mac. I love Fleetwood Mac. I was at their concert a few years back here at the arena. It's probably one of probably four or five brothers out there. I love their music. I still listen to Rumors. Lindsey, but I know Lindsey Buckingham is probably somewhere distraught. You know, of course, he left Fleetwood Mac, but, you know, after, you know, with Mick Fleet, he had issues with Mick Fleetwood and whatnot. But I'm hoping they'll come together. It's unfortunate because of these circumstances, but hopefully they can mend, you know, whatever differences that they had, you know, over the years. You know, hopefully, you know, they can kind of, you know, mend that, because of course losing someone as powerful as voice, as powerful as Miss Christine's voice was, just, and of course Stevie Nicks, and, you know, just amazing talent, and just gone too soon. And again, I was talking about Irene Cara, also amazing voice. And again, she was only, I think, 63 years old. So, you know, we're losing a little bit of my childhood is being lost. So,
boy.
You know, I know.
Yeah, it is crazy. Well, you know, man, I'm so sorry. So sorry for that, for the loss of, you know, for her family. You know, so, you know, but that's, we live and we die. That's what we were born to do. So it's just so hard, you know, it's hard to let go of that, you know. It's very difficult. And so, but anyway. Thanks for the update, Greg. Thanks for, you know, letting us know. What was the name of that artist that you wanted me to? I can't find it now.
We were talking about, of course, indie, jazz, blues. I mean, you play a plethora of just great music every Wednesday. And I wanted to kind of give a shine to one of my favorite independent groups, Moonchild. And Moonchild, of course, this song that I love with Alex Osley. For those who don't know, for those who just, you know, tuning in, Alex Osley is the daughter, Ernie Osley, and she is just an amazing, just amazingly talented. As a matter of fact, a few years ago, she covered her dad and her uncle's Make Me Say It Again. I think Beyonce did her version like this year, but a few years back, Alex did her version of her dad and uncle's music. And, I mean, it's very, she gives a very neo-soul vibe. And, I mean,
I would love to, we got to get, maybe we should try to get her on. Should we get her,
gotta
on?
Get
I'd
on.
Like to talk to her. Yeah.
Gotta get her on, man. But, it's, you know,
again?
Hey. Alex Osley, man. Alex Osley.
Yes, Alex Osley.
Well, we got about 7 minutes? 7 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you guys go to WardellPottsJr.com if you want to support the show. Go to WardellPottsJr.com or SolarRecordsRadio.com. And also, we do have a cash out, $ Solar Records Radio, one big word. Thank you so much for supporting the show. Thank you so much for donating to the show. Thank you for purchasing a lot of the merchandise on the websites. I mean, we really appreciate it. And it definitely, you know what? I got to get my mug. I got to get my shirt. Hopefully you have a 3X hoodie for me for Solar Records Radio.
They do.
Most definitely,
we got it, and well, you know, it's kind of weird because Greg was trying to get a order some stuff, and he wanted a black coffee cup, and they they don't ship black coffee cups overseas. Like what?
Well, cool, man. Well, hey. Well, it's all good, man. Well, while you play this music in the background, I'm just going to go say my goodbyes and want to let everybody know and remind everybody, tomorrow it is Throwback Thursday. Check out, of course, I call Yeah, Wardell's Afternoon Drive at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And check out my show. I can't even talk, man. Check out my show at 8 p.m. Throwback Thursday night. And you never know who's going to call in and hang out. I'm going to try to get someone on the show. I'm going to try to do it like Wardell, you know. But you never know who's going to call in and hang out with me. So make sure you guys tune in at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also check out an archive show from our dear brother, who is an ancestor, Mr. Goldie Mack. Check out his Cosmic Slap Shack at 11 p.m. We got an archive show from him coming up. So you get a triple threat tomorrow.
There you go. All right, everyone. Well, good night and God bless and take care. And we'll see you around. Thanks, Greg, for everything, my brother. And thanks, Don. And you all, to all the listeners, thank you for being the best part of Solar Records Radio. And to all the new members of Solar Records Radio Group, we love you and appreciate you. Good night. God bless. We're going to leave you with this song, Moonchild. You got
one. Good night, guys.
We're sorry. The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
I'm gonna be there. Doesn't much matter what we do, long as there's room for two.
Maybe it's easy when you got me.